Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I just played a video titled Kathy Don't Go to the Supermarket Today, and I hope that you'll watch it. It's based on a kind of catchy tune from the 1980s that was really a precursor to what we're experiencing now, which is the stores and other places that don't want to accept your cash. So I want to talk about the benefits of cash, and you know that I'm all about action. I'm not about putting you in the spin cycle and hanging you out to dry. I'm all about the solutions and strategies and resources and remedies and tips and techniques that you can employ so that you can take action in a way that makes sense to you. I want to thank my healthy Americans, you included, because you are sending me emails and links and story ideas. And this information about cash and about things that you can actually do to help spread the word that cash is king. This came from a healthy American, and I'm going to share that with you in just a moment. Because we're speaking about cash, I also want to talk about gold, and that I actually have the sponsor of today's show is noblegoldinvestments.com. So let's hop right on over there. And of course, gold is an asset. It is something that you can have and hold. And if investing has got you stressed, and if you feel that it's too complicated and you don't want to leave your money in the bank losing value, you can get your money working for you. Consider investing in precious metals with Noble Gold Investments. This is the only gold company that I trust. I've had the CEO on my show many times. This is a family-owned business. You can give them a call for expert advice at 877-646-5347. You'll speak to an American in the United States, get all of your questions answered. You know, gold is simple. It's real. It's always there for you. It's been real through history's toughest times, and Noble Gold Investments experts make it easy. So if you're after an IRA, and if you qualify, check this out. You could get this 1/4 ounce free gold standard coin. So keep it simple. You can't go wrong with precious metals. And check it out, noblegoldinvestments.com. I'll have a link for you in the description box below, along with the disclaimer that there's always a risk of investment. There's no guarantee of any kind, but find out from the experts at noblegoldinvestments.com. Friends, I want to take you over to this very important website all about keeping cash alive. And that's the name of today's video, Keeping Cash Alive. So let me share my screen here. And this information came from a healthy American named Lori. I'm very grateful. So I'll have a link for you in my Substack, or you could also just go to keepcashalive.com. Remember, the Substack is a free blog, and that's over at peggyhall.substack.com. And I love this website because it has all of the information about why bother keeping cash alive. So I want to show you the resources that this website makes available for free. And before I do that, I want to read to you the impact that cash has on small to medium businesses. So businesses save money when you, as the consumer, are paying things for things in cash because they don't have to pay for the transaction fees from the credit card processing companies. And therefore, they have more control over their profits. If you can help that business save money, they're more likely to keep staff employed and give back to their local community. Small to medium businesses are an integral part of keeping your local economy and community thriving and growing. Now, I'm going to come off the screen share so I can read this to you. I know it's a little hard to see it on your phone or computer. And there are so many great reasons that they give about how wrong it is to go to a cashless society. So cash jobs on the side basically will no longer be an option. It'll create economic hardship and higher debt. And if cash dies, your location and your purchases are going to be tracked automatically. You won't be able to opt out or unsubscribe. People are going to know exactly, and not just people, but the social credit agencies, social credit scoring, they will know exactly what you're buying. And if you are on any government funding whatsoever, your purchases could be restricted, even from spending your own money on certain things that the government does not condone. Cash allows you to make anonymous purchases or even donations. Gee, that's probably exactly why the government doesn't want cash. If cash dies, there will be no such thing. Think about people that are in abusive situations and they are often financially reliant on their abuser. If cash is removed, it'll be that much harder for them to have access to their financial means. Think about elderly people, people that have difficulty with their vision, people with disabilities. Those that don't have this tech savviness, they are going to be at a disadvantage. Many people don't know how to use that technology. They are more vulnerable and can be taken advantage of. Think about the technological implications of a cashless society. We have to have technology every day. What about when those things go down? What about fraud? What about corruption? If you want access to funds, you're going to have the latest devices in order to get them. You'll have to have software in order to enable those payments. If you've been a longtime follower of The Healthy American, you know that I've told you that PayPal canceled me, Venmo canceled me. I cannot do any transactions. Imagine if your transactions are going to be canceled, then what are you going to do? What if there are limits and restrictions on what you can buy and how much? So imagine you won't even be able to go shopping without some sort of advice. And cash, on the other hand, protects you from being at the mercy of these electronic forms of payment. Let me go back and share my screen, and I want to show you exactly these resources that you can get your hands on and that you can share as well. So you can click on Download Cash Handouts and Business Posters. These are simple actions that you can take. Now, these are cards that you can just carry in your wallet. I'll make this a little larger for you here. And it says, I paid cash today for a reason. You can give this card to the cashier. I want to save this business money on transaction fees. And actually, so you could print those out. You can make up your own as well. What I do when I go to the stores, I do not use any of the self-pay checkout. Ever. In fact, I will have a conversation with those around me and I'll say, oh, am I an employee? Do I get an employee discount? Gee, I don't want your job to be taken away from you just out of convenience. And it's not that convenient. I don't like to scan my own groceries. I like to have interaction with somebody at the store. That's why I like to go shopping and I don't have my items delivered. I will have conversations about that. At the end of this broadcast, I'll direct you again to a Substack article that I wrote all about how you can take these simple actions to keep cash alive. Let me show you this other poster that you could print out. And here we have it. Please pay cash if you can. Why? To avoid bank fees, to keep cash alive, to support local businesses rather than banks. Cash is king. Use it or lose it. So again, this is at the website. It's called keepcashalive.com. And there is a second one, cash preferred, card accepted. This would be for a business to post as well. I have spoken to you on this channel before about how I don't frequent businesses that only take cards. I mean, it really troubled me. This is before all the hogwash. And there was one restaurant in particular that I used to go to. And when they said, we don't take cash, I'm like, well, that's what I want to pay with. And I've done an entire video about the benefits of cash. And let me share with you that information right here. So this is called Your Freedom is in Your Hands. And this is over at peggyhall.substack.com. It's absolutely free. And I want to thank all of those that have upgraded to a paid subscription. That way you're invited to my monthly private webinar, the last Saturday of every month, for all of my subscribers, either here or those of you that have sent me a donation, either online or some of you have sent me cash in the mail. And I have a snail mail address for you in the description box of this video. So I have a list of 8 simple actions you can start today. And then I have another one about you should be a Karen and you need to watch that video before you start lambasting me for using that name Karen. This is a wonderful Karen and she's doing positive things. So please, friends, you need to dig deeper before you just have a response. And so I talk all about banking in person, using cash whenever possible, not using self-checkouts, shops, local small businesses, talk out loud in public places where people can hear your opinions and perspectives, consider an alternative to big health insurance companies. I use SamaritanMinistries.com. It is not health insurance. It's a Christian health sharing ministry. Support freedom-minded creators like myself. And this is where I was telling you, Karen had wonderful information. She printed out cards that she handed out to people in her everyday activities. So I have all of that there for you, friends. Let me know in a comment, do you use cash and why? Do you think we ever will go to a cashless society? I don't think we will, because so much corruption and fraud is based on cash. So the bad guys and the public serpents certainly don't want cash to go away, because that's how they launder money. So I don't think that we ever really will get to a cashless society. However, I do believe that they're going to make it more difficult. So let's push back in a way that makes sense. Check it out, keepcashalive.com. Thanks for being on board, everybody. Have a great weekend, and I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming video.